Well, tell the people what's about to happen. You about to be in this video and what?
Chilling.
Why are you chilling? What happened?
Because I listened to the wrong album. Alright, fine. I can admit it when I fucked up. I listened to the wrong fucking album.
That is Hip Hop Minus Mike album review.
Really?
Hey, more on that. Travis Scott, Astroworld. Look, man, sometimes, you know, the wires get crossed, man. It's just a lot of motherfuckers, a lot of shit we got going on. Wires got crossed. And I seen y'all hitting me up on Twitter talking about I'm probably going to be the only one that liked it. I'm going to get the monkey off the back. Yes, I thoroughly enjoyed this project. The way that I think Travis is primarily known for being a producer, right? Like, I think he's a producer first.
He wrote all Kanye songs.
Has that been confirmed? Like that he actually was a writer?
That's not my theory.
I think that's an overall.
Yeah, that's out there. He's influenced, yeah.
And when I listen to him, he sounds like old Kanye.
Because when I hear him, I sound like I think of a great value version of Kanye West.
Wait, what?
Great value version of Kanye West.
You know, the Walmart joke.
So you're saying that he's not as good as Kanye?
No, not to me.
As a rapper, as a producer.
How do you know? You skipped Kanye's last album. I'm not fully even saying that.
No, you can say it. See, I told you. Sorry. I knew you were going to do it. You can't help it.
I listen to Life of Pablo, so I mean, I'm pretty sure he don't sound that much different.
He's catching up to Kanye.
I see why people like him because he sound like Kanye West. I may not care for it or whatever, but I understand like the appeal.
Travis Scott sounds like Kanye West, like the proletariat sound like Kanye West.
It's not.
Damn. You went back.
I went back. That was an apartment.
Yeah, I know, man. Wow. we reviewed that. Y'all know what he's talking about. Just type it in. It's on the channel.
If you're a fan of the show, you know the fuck I'm talking about. But, I really like this because as soon as it comes in with stargazing, it's weird. And as you go through this, like, it for me, it really took me on a roller coaster of sounds. And I feel that Travis Scott, that was always kind of like his MO. He messes around with stuff that isn't supposed to work. And more than often, for me personally, he makes it work. But I think that this is the time that he really put it together. You know, I always say, like, artists, sometimes they give you their Mona Lisa. Up until this point, for me, this is Travis's Mona Lisa. I think this is the first time from beginning to end that he was able to put something cohesive, like all the way. It's cohesive, but not cohesive in the sense where the beat sounds samey. It's definitely all over the place, but it sounds like a complete project to me.
I think he just probably focused more on the song structure, how you wanted the sound, the overall theme.
What's the deal with the album cover? Wasn't there some controversy behind that, or
I don't know, but I know Astroworld is
a trans woman on it.
Say what now?
Oh yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, it was originally a trans woman, and apparently he took the trans woman off. Mm-hmm. But I don't know exactly why. But people are saying that he's transphobic. I don't know if that's true.
Since he took it off, that's why.
Yeah.
That's why they're saying that?
Yeah. I kind of doubt it. I don't know all the details. I don't know if he's actually said anything.
But either way, I really fucking like this shit. This shit fucking bumps to the whip. The main thing I did not like.
Let me ask you this. So you say you really like it.
Mm.
So you don't think it sounds the same throughout? Like, it sounds, sometimes he doesn't change his voice, his patterns, or nothing, so.
The most consistent thing on this is Travis Scott's voice and rapping.
Right.
Like, everything else did this shit, and he stayed
the same.
I like it, because I feel that he has a knack of knowing when to throw the ad-lib, and what type of ad-lib, and stuff like that. I think he knows how to spice it up.
It does, but I think.
It's just like one long-ass song. Yeah. With the exception of 5% tint,
no.
and Coffee Bean.
Man, Coffee Bean was my shit.
Coffee Bean,
I love
and
Coffee
5%
Bean.
Tint is like the only song that you that production wise inside.
Yeah, with the Goody Mob.
Goody Mob sample.
Yeah.
Yo, I think that's the best Goody Mob sample turned into another beat that I've heard. NC-17, 21.
I've been telling y'all that line, that baby face line.
I fuck with 21 Savage.
Man, I've been
fucking with 21 Savage for so long.
Hey, go watch the review we did. Metro Boomin, 21 Savage. Without warning. Go check that out. Let me tell you, 21 Savage, man, that's my dude, man.
Why the hell did he didn't mention the features? So initially,
I had to go dig for them because there was one Carousel, and I was like, oh, this motherfucker trying to sing like Frank Ocean. He out here copying some other motherfucking shit again. It was Frank Ocean.
Yeah, it was Frank Ocean. He's mentioned his features before. This is the first time that he didn't mention features.
I had to go back and
he had a lot of features on here. It wasn't just like, oh, I'm gonna just hire one. Yeah, some
random dudes that were on here. Of course, obviously Drake was on here.
Yep.
Sicko Mode and Frank Ocean.
But he also used them in R.I.P. Screw.
Drake?
Yeah. So I don't know if you peeped it. At the end of Sicko Mode, he had Drake, and then he kind of like chopped Drake's verse off because it seemed like Drake could have still kept going. And then when it goes into R.I.P. Screw, at the end of that, he brings Drake back on.
That was when I first started liking this album.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I do like this album. I was shocked. I was driving home one day, Stargazing came on. I was like, oh, here we go with this bullshit again. Carousel. I was like, ah. Sicko Mode, oh, fucking Drake. And then he cut him off, and then but R.I.P. Screw, I was like, oh. And then I was like, okay, you know, yeah, I'll give him one. Stop Trying to Be God, nah. Then No Bystanders came on. Then it kind of got into a little bit of a rhythm, a little bit of a groove.
And I was like,
yeah. So
Ooh, we can get that. Why you gonna like that one?
And I was like,
he's got Weekend on this.
Yes, he does.
Weekend was tight.
Just let Weekend do what he do.
I was like, and I'm sitting here driving, man. I'm like, damn, am I like? I had to stop myself. Am I liking this shit? I was like, this ain't right. What? But I've always said, man, it's just something about this one. I think I don't know what it is about this one compared to his other stuff that changed for me, because you know he's still kind of doing like weird things with the beats, but I think because it's a little bit more soulful, a little bit more mellow, and not as, you know, trappish, I guess. Because I haven't listened to his other albums since we reviewed them. So if I'm off about the sound of them, then forgive me, because I haven't listened to them. But this one definitely sounded more polished. He sounded focused. Like, whatever he went in wanted to do, he did it.
He executed.
Yeah.
Sometimes it seems like Travis got stuck in his own head, and it couldn't come out the way it was in his head. Mm-hmm. But this is the first time that I feel, again, beginning to end.
And maybe he was just trying to do too much in the past with some of the projects. Maybe he had way too many ideas in his head that he wanted to get out. Or maybe he got them all out and now he was like, okay, that's over and done with. But I think there was something he said, like, this was like, I think, you know, this album is like him going back to, I think, Days Before Rodeo days. Like, I think this is what he wanted to do. He just, for whatever reason, didn't get around to doing it. But I think he learned from doing those albums. He was able to apply that experience to this particular album. It's not his rapping that's doing anything for me at all. As a matter of fact, he's more of an instrument on this album than actual rapper.
And that's what I was going to say. It sounds like he's not trying too hard. It sounds like he just kind of let it go and he just went with the flow of it instead of trying to make it into something. It seems almost like every song took on a life of its own and he just added to it versus trying to control the narrative of that song.
Maybe he didn't want the features to become the album. Like, you know, if you're listening, if you look at this, it was like, oh man, Drake's on here. Let me listen to Drake. Oh, especially Frank Ocean. Oh man, niggas go crazy for Frank Ocean. So they see Frank Ocean, they'll be like, oh man, Frank Ocean on here. So they get hype.
Yep.
And now it's like, now it's you can still get hype off the surprise. But, you know, the way he did it, he kind of somewhat still blended them into the sound to where it's not leaping out. Their feature is not leaping out to you where you immediately know it's them. I was like, wow. I said, okay, Travis.
I think from what I remember, I mean, this was better than the other two joints that I reviewed with y'all, with the Days Before Rodeo and Rodeo. It's just, like I said, with this. Some of the production on here was nice. I mean, you know, Stop Trying to Be God, Drink was nice. Skeletons was cool. Houston Fornication was cool. But it just seemed like I said, with the production style, 5%, 10, it just sounded like one long, everything sounded the same. And it could be because Travis Scott, I think you said it, like Travis Scott was just kind of like going with the flow.
Just lax on it.
Or something. I don't know. It just, like once I finished, I was like, man, it just feel like one big old song. And it's just like, well, maybe I'm just not on the Travis Scott train because...
Like I said, I was shocked that that I ended up actually liking the sound of this album. Yeah, and I do agree with you. I understand, like, yes, it could definitely sound like it's, like, the sounds are very similar, you know, in terms of tone and mood and mm-hmm. tempo. But I think there were parts on here where I think he did a good job of, like, switching the beat up to kind of break the monotony of the album, you know, at certain points throughout it. So
it was some joints where I was like, oh, okay, this just sounds tight.
He's not forcing it. And I think that's apparent when you listen to it, because some people could take this as a negative, but at least for me, for Travis, it like at times you almost forgot it was a Travis Scott album, because it was just, to me, that good that it was just enjoyable.
But shouldn't it?
I feel you.
Y'all about to say he's the star. He's supposed to be the star. You shouldn't forget that the star of the show is the album, right?
I feel you. But again, because of because I know it don't sound right, but because of everything that he's done in his past. Okay, so you know how you said I always relate everything to sports analogies. Mm-hmm. I've coached kids that just try too much in the game. And sometimes when you just take a step back and allow the game to come to you, whatever you wanted to do actually happens instead of you trying to force it. And that's how I felt about Travis Scott on this. Mm. He understood that doing less is doing more. And that shit really worked. Especially producers are very picky.
He wasn't as extra as he
That's what I'm talking about. He wasn't extra. And I think that it was addition by subtraction. Favorite tracks for me is Sicko Mode, RIP Screw. You gonna kill me, Rod. Stop Trying to Be God, Skeletons, 5% Tint, NC-17. Hey, you got a lot of tracks. And I take Coffee Bean.
Carousel, 5% Tint, NC-17, Coffee Bean, and whatever track had the tempo of a beat. I don't know which one it is, but that would be the fifth track. I know y'all know, so.
Stop Trying to Be God, 5% Tint, Houston's Fornication, Coffee Bean, and
NC-17. Man, Travis, if you watching, yo, I've been a fan for a minute. This is your Mona Lisa, bro. This is the standard of your albums now. And I don't know how you're going to eclipse it. I think that you are extremely creative, and I look forward to seeing how you execute projects from this point forward. Appreciate it.
What do you mean by that Mona Lisa reference?
Masterpiece.
Yeah, this is their masterpiece up until this time.
Right, but that could be viewed a different way, too, because, you know, a lot of people criticize Mona Lisa like it's beautiful from a distance, but when you look up at it, it's not attractive.
Yeah, because I don't believe in perfection. I don't believe in everything being, you know, a 10 out of 10. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? There's always room for improvement. There's always opportunity. But at the end of the day, Leonardo, that's the thing he's famous for.
Right. Plus, that goes with what he said. He said it was more of a vibe, and then if you start breaking it down the way B was doing, you don't like it as much.
Right, that's why I wanted to kind of...
So it works with the Mona Lisa reference.
It does, it actually does.
That's a fact, bro.
Travis Scott, if you're watching, we're just going to start with this one. All right.
We're going to take this slow.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to start right here. I like the album. You know, it's always, and I've said this before on the show in the past, it's always about the music, you know, and put out an album that has a sound that I like. You know, it doesn't sound like anything was forced. It sounded like you're in your comfort zone. There was felt like there was no pressure. If there was pressure, I'm not saying there was, but it sounded very relaxed. And you're in a spot where you know who you are as an artist.
Travis Scott, if you're watching, maybe this could be a sign that, you know, it may turn out better for you to work with other producers. I know they say you always produce your own music and stuff. And this is a step in the right direction, because at least I found something. Even though I don't really like this album or like really love it or whatever, but it's just like, you know, at least I got something out of this on this album that I enjoyed. And I mean, I think you just said it too, Ken. You do sound comfortable. I mean, you know, you sound pretty like you in your comfort zone, which goes back to what I said. I think you should probably start working with different producers. Maybe that might be your niche, you know, so.
Ted Ekla.